this is not NBC News. We thought we'd use the NBC News sounder since this is the political season. And, of course, this is the DX Audio Service for November 1992. And this is part number two. Our DX Audio Service telephone, we have Wayne Heinen from Colorado, and Wayne's got some CPC tests for us on this edition of the DX Audio Service. Wayne, how's it going?
It's going pretty good, Fred. Well, we've got a decent amount of tests lined up for the month of November, and we'll start out with WRIV on 1390, P.O. Box 1390, Riverhead, New York, 11901. They'll be conducting a test on Monday morning, November 2nd, from 5:30 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Test will consist of polka music and IDs. We thank Mr. Bruce Tria, T-R-I-A, the President and General Manager, for the test. This was arranged by the National Radio Club. Then, on Tuesday, November 5th, KBOA, 830, P.O. Box 509, Kennett, Missouri, 63857, will conduct a test between 1 and 1:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The test will include Morse code IDs and tones, and the test will be conducted with 10 kilowatts omnidirectional. Reports can be sent to Mr. Larry Anthony, Chief Engineer. The test was arranged by the IRCA CPC. Saturday, November 7th, we have WWLS 640, 4000 West Indian Hills Road, Norman, Oklahoma, 73072. They'll be conducting a test between 1 and 1:30 Eastern Time, and the test will include Morse code IDs and tones. All reception reports may be sent to Mr. Tony Sellers, S-E-L-L-A-R-S, the operations manager. That test was arranged by the IRCA. Monday, November 9th, KMFI 1470, 2700 Fry, F-R-Y Boulevard, number B4, in Sierra Vista, Arizona, 85635, will conduct a test between 2 and 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The test will include code IDs and tones. Reports may be sent to Mr. Richard Mize, that's M-I-Z-E, Chief Engineer. That test arranged by the IRCA. On Monday, November 23rd, KNAK 540, Box 636, Delta, Utah, 84624, will conduct a test between 2 and 2:30 a.m. The test will also include Morse code IDs and voice IDs. Reports for that test can be sent to Mr. Douglas Barton, B-A-R-T-O-N, who is the owner. That also is an IRCA test. Then on Wednesday, November 25th, WSMI 1540, Box 10, Litchfield, Illinois, 62056, will conduct a DX test between 1 and 1:10 a.m. Eastern Time. This test will include Morse code IDs, and it is an extension of their regularly monthly frequency check. Reports may be sent to Mr. Brian Talley, N90WV. The test was also arranged by the IRCA CPC. Then we have Saturday, November 28th, WIMA 1150. Their address, 667 West Market Street in Lima, Ohio, the home of DXAS, 45801. They'll be conducting a test from 12:30 to 1 a.m. Eastern Time, and the test will include Morse code IDs, March music. Reception reports may be sent to Mr. Mark Gearhart, that's G-I-E-R-H-A-R-T, who's the Director of Engineering there. That was arranged by the IRCA. Finally, Monday, November 30th, KCNO 570, Box 570, Alturas, California, 96101, and they'll be conducting a test from 3:30 to 4 a.m. Eastern Time. It will include Morse code, polkas, and march music. Reports may be sent to Carol, C-A-R-O-L, Irwin, the program director. That test also was arranged by the IRCA CPC.
Wayne, I have to ask the question, do you think I have a chance of picking up the 1150 test on November 28th?
Well, Fred, I think you probably have a lot better chance than I do because I also have a local on 1150, and although they're not testing, I think you should be able to hear them on just about any radio in your house.
I can hear them on the ground loop in the building here, too.
providing, of course, that that radio is operable.
There you go. Be looking forward to that, and do appreciate the CPC test. Wayne, how can some of the DX Audio Service members get more involved with the CPC program?
Well, there's two things that we need at this point, Fred, and the first one is postage, and that can be sent in either the form of postage stamps or in U.S. funds, preferably a check made out to the current CPC chairman, who is Jeff Tynan. And we also would like to hear from the audio service stations that they would like to hear.
So in other words, someone can just pick up some stations that they would like to hear and send them to you.
That's correct. Actually, they'll be sending them to Jeff. What we're basically doing now also is we've been trying to target stations that are not widely heard. This isn't to disparage anything on IRCA, but some of their past tests are stations that are widely heard with widely known varisigners who are fairly cooperative with the DX community. And what we've been trying to do is find some of the more obscure stations that DXers really need added to their logbook. And frankly, like for myself here, I won't be listening to for another DX test until the very last one, KCNO. Everything else on there I have heard and verified. So we're trying to get the real, more obscure things that DXers really would find to be more advantageous to have in their logs. So Jeff would be the one to send stamps or your suggestions to either one. We don't make it mutually exclusive that you have to have both. So if you have a list of stations from a particular state that you think we should be writing to, let us know. Or if you have some stamps, I know we do have some left. We've already sent out somewhere around 65 letters, and we have only produced two tests with that, which is actually below our normal rate of approximately 10% testing. So I know Jeff's going to be busy this week getting some more letters out, and we will need some more funds and some more targets for later in the season. So Jeff's address, by the way, is 10359 Severance, that's S-E-V-E-R-A-N-C-E Drive, and it's in Parker, Colorado, 80134. And the CPC, of course, would appreciate any assistance we can get from the DXAS members.
How do you spell Jeff's last name?
It's spelled T-Y-N-A-N, and it's pronounced Tynan.
Okay.
In fact, very interesting combination of the two names by the DX News editor about 2 weeks ago. Paul referred to the chairman of the CPC as Wayne Tynan, which was kind of a interesting Freudian slip on his part.
Yeah, but you guys combine your information so well.
Yes, we try. We try. One other thing while I'm on the phone, I would like to extend a thanks to Jim Snowbarger for volunteering and supplying us with a large quantity of updates for the NRC logbook this year. He took the time and energy to go through and do a lot of work in updating both addresses, formats, etc. for the logbook. And I know we thanked a lot of people in print, and I haven't had a chance to do so, but I wanted to let everybody know that Jim did a real bang-up job for us.
Okay. Thank you very much, Wayne.
You're welcome.
Fred, this is Tom Likens reporting from Louisa, Kentucky, and today, October 3rd, radio station WHRD in Huntington, West Virginia has returned to the air. They are formatting visitor information radio for the state of West Virginia. This station formerly was WWHY, which went bankrupt in 86, and Marshall University tried to put it back on the air as a commercial arm, so to speak, which did not work. They were deleted, as I understand, from the FCC database, but now they're up and running with West Virginia Visitor Information Radio.
This is Keith Luckadoo calling from Houston, Texas, and it's Saturday, October the 3rd at about 12:40 in the afternoon. And just wanted to call. I noticed there's been a lot of talk about the market scope stuff on the action line here lately. And a suggestion I might have is just to get to the stations and forget about all the talking about them and whatever. If they could get that done, there wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't take as long, you know, if they could just go through the stations and not worry about talking about the history of them.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami with information about radio recovery. Radio Recovery operated from a tent in downtown Homestead, approximately 25 or 30 miles airline distance from downtown Miami. They were on 1610 with 400 watts. And reception here in downtown Miami was not very good, though it was good enough for you to understand them and hear what they were doing. They broadcast in English and in Spanish, and they ceased operation Tuesday, September 29, so Radio Recovery is gone. I would also like to say that I thoroughly enjoyed the Jacksonville Market Scope. Thanks a lot, Randy. It was well done.
Morning, Fred. Paul Burkhardt from Watertown, Massachusetts. Today is the 7th of... Oh, gee. Anyway, yesterday, we have a new format change here in the Boston area. AM 1060 WBIV has now changed its format to be an all-Christian rock station. It's Boston's newest Christian rock station, a contemporary station. It is no longer a Spanish station. Again, that is WBIV 1060 in Munich, no longer Spanish, now Christian music.
Hi, this is Marcy Scott from Watertown, Massachusetts. Want to report a new format change on WBIV 1060 out of Natick. It is now your source for contemporary Christian music, and it is in English. Great magazine. Thanks, all you guys at DX Audio Service. Bye-bye.
Brief and to the point. This is Greg Jack in Olympia. About the guy who called up about the Market Scope, saying that if they didn't change, he was going to drop the subscription. Why don't you send one in yourself? I notice people complain about it all the time, but they're not the ones who are sending them in. I was willing to go up to Alaska and do one. And doing a Market Scope in a market you're not familiar with, not the easiest thing in the world to put together. Also, what you might consider doing, Fred, Market Scope-wise, is with really super long Market Scopes, like the Jacksonville one or New York City, is putting them on the After Dark special where you have a whole lot more room, and then you could run the whole thing all at once. So that might be something you might think about from your end of it.
This is Ernie Weslowski of Omaha, Nebraska, and I want to thank the 42 DXs who spent 3 days in September here at the big old convention. With your attendance, we have a great success in which the NRC auction netted the club over $500. Thanks to Fred for his kind words in promoting the convention the past 5 months. 73, and see you next year in Connecticut.
This is Joe DeCourcy from Summit, Illinois, calling in rebuttal to a comment made on last DX Audio Service magazine. I did enjoy very much the Jacksonville, Florida Market Scope. It was very well thought of and planned out. Randy Jones did a very good job on that. And I think Jason from Michigan mentioned about going to C-100s. That might be a good idea. Thank you very much.
Hello, Fred. This is Dan Perrin from Mount Clemens, Michigan. You would ask me if WBRB was still on the air. No, WBRB has gone silent. WBRB 1430 has gone silent. That went silent in December of 90. I'm kind of glad that they went silent because I can pick up WXCN out of Indianapolis. In the IHL, International Hockey League, AM 1530 WCKY out of Cincinnati is bringing the Cincinnati Cyclones game, all their games this season, and their announcer is Terry Ficcarelli. He's real good. Okay. On October 13th, C-SPAN has decided to, for that day, they simulcasted a call-in show from KMOX St. Louis with Bob Hardy about the debates. It was a post-debate thing. And they also simulcasted WLS Chicago, their live talk show, and they were talking about the Illinois Senate race.
This is Russell Fry in Indianapolis, Indiana. A couple of things I wanted to mention. On a couple issues back, I mentioned that WTUX at 1310 here in Indianapolis had signed off. They did. And about 2 weeks later, the station returned as WTLC-AM. It is now a black station, kind of half gospel, half black oldies, half jazz, and kind of black standards, Nat King Cole and those type of people, and then simulcasting with the long 25-year WTLC-FM at night, which is just a regular black station. So that's what's happening at 1310 here in Indianapolis. It is now WTLC-AM. Also, in Terre Haute, Indiana, a station, WBOW, which had broadcasted at 1230 on the dial, is now moved and is at 640 on the dial, and that happened last Thursday, the 15th of October.
And those are our calls on the Action Line. If you have something on your mind, something you'd like to say, give us a call on the Action Line today. Area code 419-224-3916, 24 hours a day for National Radio Club members only. Also, I don't think we need to throttle the Market Scope edition anymore. If you have some suggestions for that, they'd probably be best to be put on a card or a letter and sent to me here at the DX Audio Service. Also, if you're unsure of how to get a hold of an editor, if you'd like to express a comment to one of the editors of one of the columns, you can always send those letters here, and then we'll forward them on to that particular editor in case the address is not known to you. And speaking of the Market Scope, I noticed that the tall, sandy-haired guy is sitting across the way from me here. So let's introduce Mr. Phil Wayne with a look at Market Scope.
Hi, DXers and AirCheck fanatics. Welcome to Market Scope. I'm Phil Wayne with a look at a dinky little market this month, Findlay, Ohio. Findlay is a prosperous little burg about 40 miles south of Toledo, home to such notables as Marathon Oil and Cooper Tire. We begin with a dandy little DX catch, this market's only AM station, 1330 WFIN.
One man has three of the five top-rated radio programs in the USA. That man is Paul Harvey. You can hear each of his broadcasts right here on your news, sports, and weather authority, WFIN. Harvey gets your day going with his 8:30 morning report. Makes your middays interesting with his 15-minute news and commentary at 11:35. Tells you the rest of the story during News Scope at 5:25 in the afternoon. Join millions of Americans in catching Paul Harvey three times daily on WFIN.
Our exclusive WFIN weather scan forecast, cloudy, colder tonight, a few periods of snow, northwest winds diminishing, temperatures 25 to 31. Tomorrow, cloudy, daytime temperatures 28 to 34, some light snow, then clearing off tomorrow night 20 to 26. Saturday through Tuesday should be fair to partly cloudy, high temperatures in the 30s and the teens, then warming to the 40s by Monday. I'm Scott Thomas from the WFIN Satellite Weather Center.
Michelle, this is Dr. Dell. You're on the air.
26 at your official weather station, WFIN. Good afternoon. It's 5 o'clock. Time to have your rings professionally cleaned and checked at no charge while you wait at Vaughn's Diamonds and Jewelry. You're listening to 1330 WFIN, Findlay's News, Sports, and Weather Authority. 5 o'clock, time for News Scope. We'll join Tom Sheldon in the newsroom in a few moments. Right now, let's take a look at world and national news of the ABC Information Network on WFIN.
ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. The woman who claims she was raped by former heavyweight boxing champion Mike Tyson is on the stand on this, the first day of the much-publicized trial.
88.3 WLNC, Finland.
And that was Annie Lennox with Walking on Glass, and before Walking on Broken Glass, and before that was Annie Lennox in the group Eurythmics, and Here Comes the Rain. It is now 11 o'clock, and do you know where your parents and my parents are? Well, if you do, do not tell me where my parents are, because I don't care where they are. I don't want to know. But You listen to Stereo 88 WLFC Findlay, Ohio, broadcast service of the University of Findlay, and I'll have your full forecast right after this. The handy weather for tonight is clear and cold and low of 35 to 40. Thursday, sunny and high 63. Current temperature now is 35 degrees. Request lines are open at 424-4747 or 424-9532. And here's a double shot of Rick Emmett. And here's Saved by Love. Well, I don't know if that's going to save me, but I need to be saved.
88.3 WLFC, Findlay.
And this next one, I'm going to send out to all my friends that are like having a major hard time in life. Never surrender, like Corey Hart says. The hell with everybody. Screw it. Piss on it. Whatever. Stick to your guns and fight and stuff like that. Mix 96.7 invites you to join Kevin Chris downtown Findlay tomorrow at Lace Lake. Gonna be in his bathing suit between 10 and 3.
Oh, God.
Mostly cloudy tonight, and you could see some flurries. Low temp 23 for Tuesday, partly sunny, high 35. And the outlook for Wednesday, mostly sunny, high temp 45. WBVI Fostoria temp is 36. It's 36 degrees in Bowling Green, 37 degrees in Findlay.
Mix 96.7.
And that's going to do it for me. Michelle Woods is up next. Talk to you tomorrow at 3. So long.
It's 7 o'clock. Here's Michelle Woods on Mix 96.7.
Mix 96.7. More variety. Mix 96.7.
Mix 96.7 means great music.
Mix 96.7 is proud to present the Friday Night Comedy Shop. We've got passes for you tonight and all night long. Every hour, we've got them within this hour, so keep it right here. Here's Kenny Loggins and Footloose on Mix 96.7.
You're in the middle of another long music marathon on Findlay's Hit FM, WKXA.
FM WKXA. Hey, howdy, hi. It's quarter after 9. JP Hastings taking you through yet another long music marathon on WKXA. Will it never end? Not hardly. Amy Grant, Every Heartbeat on WKXA.
Hear me speak, what's on my mind?
Wanna be there, yes I will. Hear me sing, what's on my mind?
100.5 WKXA. JP Hastings knocking you out with Damn Yankees and Where Are You Going Now? Brand new music from them. We've got Boys to Men by request coming up after the pause. Also want to remind you that coming up Wednesday, October 14th, you can stop by either, well, I guess you can stop by the Great Scott Grocery Store on West Main Cross and be bagged by WKXA personalities as they are celebrity baggers for the day. I guess we're all going to be out there and trying not to crush your bread or your eggs. And I guess the pickles go on, the pickle jar goes on top, or the milk goes on top, and the eggs go on the bottom. That's how they told me. Anyway, you can stop by either Great Scott Grocery Store on Wednesday, and Great Scott will donate 5% of all their sales to the Hancock County Chapter of the American Cancer Society. So you can help them out, you can help Great Scott out, and you can also be bagged by the personalities here at WKXA Wednesday at Great Scott here in Findlay.
It's year-end closeout time at Findlay Ford Lincoln Mercury, and here's Mr. Dirt Cheap, Stan Kajawa.
The WKXA weather check from the National Weather Service. We'll see breezy skies tonight, breezy conditions tonight. Clear skies and cold temperatures. Scattered frost as well. Low 35. Tomorrow mostly sunny in the morning, and then we'll see increasing clouds throughout the day. High in the upper 50s, and tomorrow night a low in the lower 40s with mostly cloudy skies and an ever so slight chance of showers tomorrow night. Right now in Findlay, it is 49.
WKXA.
Findlay's own radio station is 100.5 WKXA, Findlay's Hit FM.
106.3,
the all-new classic hits. 106. The all-new classic hits 106, going up and down those wet roads, canned heat at 550. I'm Tommy K. I've got a music marathon with zero commercials coming your way next. Music from Steely Dan, Van Halen, and Sly and the Family Stone. Coming up Tuesday, the Lima American Lung Association is having an asthma health fair from 6 to 8. That's at the Lima YMCA, and if you want more information, all you have to do is give me a holler here at the all-new Classic Hits 106.
The all-new Classic Hits 106 wants to know where all the ghosts and goblins are hanging out this Halloween. If your group or organization is having a haunted house, park, pool, or wherever things may go bump in the night, we want to know about it. Call us on our haunted hotline, 1-800-262-1063, and give us all the scary details. We're in search of all the haunted happenings going on this Halloween throughout Northwest Ohio. So don't be afraid. Call us toll-free, 1-800-262-1063, and let us know where the frights may be found.
Come join the all-new Classic Hits 106 this weekend at the Home and Leisure Show at the Findlay Village Mall.
Classic Hits 106, playing the best mix of classic hits from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kicking off another Classic Hits 106 music marathon with zero commercials.
106.3, Classic Hits 106.
WQTL-FM, Ottawa, Findlay, Lima.
Classic Hits 106.
Don't you mean two?
Yeah, I'm going backwards.
Well, thank you very much. It's an all-request Saturday night, so everybody can start calling in the request right now.
And I have pushed it all day. You're going to have a lot of birthday happy wishes tonight.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
So keep the tape rolling tonight.
I sure will, since I get one on there.
Maggie Mae's up next, and the weather broadcast up first, being brought to you by the Twin Pines Motel, located east of Tiffin. Twin Pines Motel, located at U.S. Route 224 and Route 100 in Tiffin. Well, I wish I could tell you different, but for our Saturday night, mostly cloudy with showers likely on and off, a low of 42. For Sunday, then a little bit better, partly cloudy, and just a slight chance of showers, high of 56. The WHMQ North Baltimore temperature is 56. Fostoria has clouds at 55. And here in Findlay, we're wet and 56.
WHMQ.
WHMQ 107.7, the Flag City. You've got me, Maggie Mae, and also where Northwest Ohio turns for the best country music, 107.7 WHMQ. Good evening. It's an all-request Saturday night right here on 107.7 WHMQ. Something you'd like to hear? Give me a call on the Country Connection line right now at 424-1077. That's 424-1077 on an all-request Saturday night with me, Maggie Mae, right here on 107.7 WHMQ.
And that puts the wraps on another Market Scope for another month. I'm Phil Wayne. I'll see you back here next month. And now, here's John Bowker, straight out of the Dick's Beer Rehabilitation Clinic in Omaha, Nebraska.
Thanks, Phil. Historical moments in radio broadcasting, featuring stories and news items from the earlier days of this exciting industry. And this month, I want to quote from a number of news items that appeared in the magazine Radio Broadcast, a publication of Doubleday, Page & Company of New York in 1927, 65 years ago. This magazine was a most professional, slick monthly publication of 84 pages on the average, squared binding, full color cover, and one of the sections in each issue was entitled The Listener's Point of View. Now here are some items from their April 1927 edition. WEAF in New York was on the air 3,834 hours last year, that's 1926, an average of 10.5 hours every day during the year. A highlight was the broadcast of the Chicago Civic Opera, during which 15 microphones were used, and telephone wires carried the broadcast from Chicago back to New York, from whence it was distributed as far west as Kansas City and as far south as Louisville, Nashville, and Atlanta, Georgia. The orchestra came through in excellent fashion, but there was still a trace of mugginess incidental to all large theater broadcasts. Isn't that a wonderful word, mugginess? Very descriptive. WOW is conducting a World's Championship Laughing Contest. It's open to all men, women, and children who think they have the world-beating laugh. We just hope that the laughs still come through like laughs after their journey through the ether. Newspaper writers are an odd lot, very creative in their listings of programs. Well, we won't embarrass the writer or the station in this listing, but here is one newspaper's listing of programs for one station on one evening. 7:30 p.m., orchestral music. 7:45, dinner music. 8 o'clock, musical ensemble. 8:30, program of music. 9 o'clock, musical program. 10 o'clock, vocal music. 10:30, music by voices. 11 o'clock, test program, music. The Victoria Radio Club of British Columbia has announced its 1927 listing of the 12 most popular stations, starting with CNRV for general excellence. KJR, Henry Damski's Orchestra on Tuesday evenings. KFOA, afternoon programming. And for outstanding regular programs, KOMO, KOWW, KGW, KPO, KFI, KGO, KTAB, KOA, and KSL. WGN is recreating old-time prize fights, various championship bouts of the past, and Mr. Ryan's blow-by-blow announcing effectively puts across the illusion that the battles are actually taking place as they are broadcast. Lullaby Time is now heard at 8 p.m. on each weeknight on WLW, except, of course, on Friday nights, which is Silent Night on Cincinnati Radio. The announcers of Lullaby Time, Ford and Glenn, recently brought their show to WLW from Chicago's WLS. WJZ has a terrible program series called Don Amazo the Wizard. The main character is a mute who can only talk through his violin because, you see, the violin has the power of speech. There's just too much poor violin playing on this program. This issue of Radio Broadcast magazine also alerts listeners that although their radios begin to pick up stations for them the instant they turn them on, they should realize that the most common tube in their radio, the 201A, takes about 2 minutes to settle down once the voltage is applied. And severe distortion of the sound will usually occur during that two-minute warm-up period. Now, as a sidelight, you should remember that the use of cathodes in radio tubes that caused a 20-second delay in their warm-up from when they were turned on didn't occur for several years after this. The feature editorial in this April 1927 issue of Radio Broadcast magazine is a welcome to the Radio Commission. And you have to remember that broadcast stations had been regulated by the Department of Commerce as just one of their many duties, but now a new separate Federal Radio Commission had been established by the Congress and President Hoover. The magazine called for a slashing of excess broadcasting stations, pointing out there was chaos in New York City, what with its 21 stations, and really all that was needed would be six stations, WEAF, WJZ, WOR, WHN, and of course WABC sharing with WGBS and WPCH sharing with WEBJ. How's your memory? And you know, looking back, they were probably right. For Historical Moments in Radio Broadcasting, this is John Bowker.
Hello again, friends, on the DX Audio Service. Ken Honest struck back with you, this time with the local National Football League stations, and everything is updated now, so let's get right to it. The Atlanta Falcons this year. will be on 750 back on WSB and 60 and 79 station network, not WGST, as reported last time. They just signed a new contract. TV will WSB television. The Buffalo Bills will be back on, would be over on 550 WGR and a 27 station network, and television will be on non-commercial WNEQ-TV, simulcasting the cable station. Chicago Bears back on 720 WGN and a 60 to 70 station network, and television will be WMAQ-TV and 10 affiliates. The Cincinnati Bengals will be back on 550 WKRC at a 28 station network, television WKRC-TV plus two others. The Cleveland Browns will be back on 1420 WHK and 100.7 WMMS, plus a 54 station network and television WOIO-TV. The Dallas Cowboys will be back on 1150 KVIL in Highland Park in the suburbs, plus a 103 station network and television KDFW-TV, plus a big network there. The Denver Broncos on 850 KOA, and as their network changed, they'll have 60 stations again, and television is KCNC-TV. The Detroit Lions just signed a new deal, WWJ, News Radio 950, and a 43-station network, and television WKBD, and four-station network there. The Green Bay Packers back on 620 WTMJ, and a 51-station network, and in case of a conflict with the Brewers, I believe the Brewers will be on 1290 WMVP as the Packers have priority. Television WBAY, Channel 2 and a 3-station network there. The Houston Oilers on 740 KTRH and a 40-station network plus KHOU-TV. Next, the Indianapolis Colts have moved to 1260 WNDE-AM and 104.7, that is, WFBQ simulcasting and a 15-station network, television WTHR-TV. The Kansas City Chiefs are back on FM, KCFX, 100.7, and a 65-station network, television KMBC-TV, and 10 others. Next, Los Angeles, the Raiders are back on 640 KFI and a 22-station network, and television is KCAO-TV. And the LA Rams are again on 710 KMPC and a 20-station network also. And I don't think there should be any conflict since the NBA Los Angeles Clippers have also signed a contract with KMPC also. The Rams will also be on KCBS-TV. And in case of a conflict with the Angels, the football, I believe, will be on KLAC 570. Check that one out. And in Spanish, the Rams will be on 1090 XEPRS. The Miami Dolphins inked another contract with 610 WIOD in Miami and a 25-station network. And in Spanish, on 1140 WQBA, television WCIX-TV. The Minnesota Vikings this year will be on FM again, 102.1 KEEY and a 92-station network, television WCCO-TV. The New England Patriots will be on 1030, the big one, WBZ, and 15 to 20 station network, and television WLVI-TV. The New Orleans Saints are next, and they've moved over from WWL. This year they will be heard on 1280 WQKC and a 60 station network, television WWL-TV. The New York Giants, this will be a little strange this year because I just read in Billboard magazine in the last week that WNEW 1130 I believe has been sold, and they may change to Business Radio with new call letters. They had signed a contract, so check probably next month there in the area to see what happens, because they may go to Business Radio. But WNEW has contracted so far to carry the New York Giants games with a 30-station network, but we'll find out in the near future what happens. And TV is WPIX-TV. The New York Jets will be back on 880 WCBS and WPIX television. The Philadelphia Eagles are going to FM. 94.1 WYSP will be the flagship station on the 17-station network. And television is KYW-TV and one affiliate. And next, the Phoenix Cardinals. We have 620 KTAR. We'll do the games and the 15-station network. And television is KTVK. Pittsburgh Steelers will be AM and FM again at 1250 KTAE and 96.1 WVTY plus a 30-station network. Television WPXI-TV. Okay, that should take care of the football lineup for this fall. And I'll make a brief correction. Pittsburgh Station is WTAE, not KTAE. Thank you very much. And I'll be talking to you again next month when the National Hockey League season starts up. And take care. Enjoy the radio listening, and I'll talk to you again soon. Okay, Fred.
Okay, Ken, and I thank you very much for your sports network's information. Ken will be back with us in 30 days with a look at more sports information, as well as on After Dark number 3 with an extensive look at some sports network stuff that we're sure you're going to enjoy. Speaking of enjoying, anyone who gets a gift from you this holiday season of the DX Audio Service will surely enjoy that. So don't forget us on your holiday shopping list, the DX Audio Service, or maybe even After Dark number 3. Some fantastic gift ideas. Don't forget that if you're going to be moving or changing your address in any way, please get that information to us as soon as possible. Either send it on a card or a letter to the DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. Or give us a call during normal business hours at area code 419-228-4199. A quick reminder that our next edition of the DX Audio Service will be the December, the holiday edition of the DX Audio Service. So here's a idea for you. Give a call on the action line, and why not wish some of your favorite members and editors a happy and Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. That's DX Audio Service Holiday Edition, December 1992. That's about it for us, so we're going to dash out of here and start working on the convention tapes and After Dark number 3. You're listening to the DX Audio Service, produced by Fred Vobey here at Great Northern Broadcast Company in Lima, Ohio, 73 and Good DX.
Hi, this is Connie. Join us next month for the holiday edition of the DX Audio Service. I'll be here, and I hope Santa Claus brings me lots of DX. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.